Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
That makes three straight number one NCAA seeds for Carolina. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. It began with perhaps the biggest surprise. Yuba Davis's third UNC team rebounded from being left out of the 2023 NCAA tournament field thanks to Amanda Baycott's return for a fifth season, R.J. Davis's emergence as the best shooting guard in the country, and welcoming transfer starters Harrison Ingram and Cormac Ryan and freshman point guard Elliot Cadeau. The overall talent level went up, and if the Tar Heels developed better chemistry on and off the court, they would return to the big dance. But few were expecting a sweep of Duke, the outright ACC regular season title, and the number one seed in the NCAA West region, where they advanced to the Sweet 16. The disappointment of losing to Alabama indicated how much they were expected to return to the Final Four they almost won in 2022. The Hoop Heels began the postseason on a pseudo-home court at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, where they ran off the 16th seed and then 9th seeded Michigan State. A month later, after winning their ACC championships, two other Tar Heel teams drew number one NCAA seeds that came with the reward of playing their regional rounds on home grounds that are new and refurbished. The defending national champion women's tennis team gets to open its quest to repeat at the new Tuning Tennis Center behind Friday Center just off campus. Brian Kalbas's dynamic program has reached its 20th straight NCAA tournament and is a heavy favorite to beat Navy 24-6 on Friday at 6 p.m. after Wisconsin and William & Mary square off. The winners meet Saturday to advance to the Super Regional the following weekend, very likely in Chapel Hill if UNC wins and improves on its all-time NCAA record of 62-23. The men's golf team, which won its first ACC championship under seventh-year coach Andrew DiBadetto, gets to host 12 other teams and 10 individuals on May 13th through 15th at the revamped Finley Golf Club course as one of six number one seeds across the country. Admission is free. The Tar Heels are led by junior David Ford, who was selected for the second straight year to represent the United States in the Arnold Palmer Cup, an international amateur event on July 5th through 7th at La Hinch Golf Club in Ireland. Ford also played on winning teams for the U.S. last year in the Walker Cup, at the Old Course in St. Andrews, and the World Amateur Team Championship in Dubai. Now we get to see Ford and his teammates at home. And the ACC baseball tournament is still in the sight of those Tar Heels. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.